Well, this Easter Sunday evening, I would like us to turn our attention to this great story from the life of Jesus found in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. And the title for this evening's sermon is Jesus, the Resurrection and the Life. Jesus, the Resurrection and the Life. And this story from the life of Jesus teaches us five great things about him. First of all, it shows us the great purposes of Jesus. But secondly, it shows us the great claims of Jesus. Thirdly, it shows us the great sorrow of Jesus. Fourthly, it shows us the great impact of Jesus. I may have missed one there. The great purposes, the great claims, the great sorrow, the great authority, and fifthly, the great impact of Jesus. So then, first of all, in this story, we see the great purposes of Jesus. And our story begins with news that Lazarus, a good friend of Jesus, is ill. He's sick. Now, this doesn't mean that he's got a cold or a headache or he's, you know, feeling a little bit under the weather. No, this illness is so serious that his sisters, Mary and Martha, they send word to Jesus. They send messengers to Jesus. Go tell Jesus that Lazarus is ill. And the message that is sent to Jesus, it is plain and it is simple. Lord, he whom you love is ill. Now, in his time on earth, the Lord Jesus Christ had many sick people come to him for his help. But this isn't just some random stranger. This is someone whom Jesus knew and Jesus loved. This was one of his dear friends. This was Lazarus. And Jesus reacts to this news by saying two things. And these two things, they reveal the great purpose of Jesus upon earth. These two statements tell us all that we need to know about Jesus and why he came into this world. First of all, Jesus says, this illness does not lead to death. This illness does not lead to death. That's the first thing that Jesus says in response to this message. Now, this doesn't mean that Lazarus isn't going to die. We know from later in the story that Lazarus does die. In fact, it appears that Jesus is deliberately delaying his journey so that Lazarus will die. So, what does Jesus mean when he says this illness does not lead to death? It means death will not have the last word over my friend Lazarus. Death will not be the ultimate outcome of this illness. I will not allow death to have victory over my friend Lazarus. Death will not take him away from me. And that's part of the great purpose of Jesus. Part of why he came into this world, to ensure that death will not have the final word for the people that he loved. He has come to make sure that death is not the ultimate conclusion for mankind. That death will not have victory. He has come to make sure that death cannot snatch his people away from him. Now, many people in our society today believe exactly the opposite. They believe that death is the end. That when a person dies, their consciousness is just snuffed out. They simply cease to be. And according to that mindset, death is the last word. It is the final outcome. It is the ultimate, eventual conclusion. And there is nothing more beyond death. Death is the enemy that cannot be outrun. It cannot be outfought. fought. It cannot be outsmarted. Death is the victor that gets us all. Death always has the final word. Even if you're someone as bright and as intelligent as Stephen Hawking. But Jesus has come into this world to say no. Death will not have the final word for the people who are mine, the people who I love. Death will not have victory over them. Death can be defeated. That's part of the great purpose of Jesus, to make sure that death does not have the final word. And that's what Jesus means when he says, this illness will not lead to death. And then in his second statement in response to the news of Lazarus' illness, Jesus reveals even more about his great purpose. Jesus says, it is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. In other words, this illness will not bring death. This illness will bring glory to God and glory to the Son of God. Jesus is saying then that God is going to be glorified and the Son together with him. Death won't have the final say. The last word will belong to God. It's not just that Jesus has come into this world to defeat death. No, he defeats death in order that he might glorify the Father. That's the great purpose of Jesus, ultimately. Later in this gospel, in John's gospel, Jesus prays to the Father and says, glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. That's the ultimate purpose of the Son coming into this world. And again, that's so different from most people's mindset in the world today. Most people are only interested in glorifying in themselves. You only have to take a casual look at Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest or any of these social network sites, and you'll see that people just want to glorify themselves and crave attention for themselves. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I've achieved. Look at where I'm going. Look at what I've done. And people demand affirmation and adulation. How many likes can I get? How many comments can I get? Politicians, if ever there was a group of people who seek glory for themselves. Celebrities, sports stars. But you know, deep down, we all are the same. In our fleshly hearts, we all really want glory for ourselves, don't we? We all want people to be talking about us, looking at us, congratulating us, patting us on the back. But not Jesus. Jesus came into this world not to seek glory for himself, but to glorify his Father. To defeat death, yes, but to defeat death so that his Father will be glorified. That then is the great purpose of Jesus.